Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, football fan, and welcome to the Home of Football, a podcast by 433. In this ultra-short episode, we hear a story from Phil Neville. The former Manchester United and Everton player tells us about some of the best pranks he suffered and pulled during his career as a football player. Here's Phil.
Hi, I'm Phil Neville, coach of Inter Miami. I've been in football a long time and I've had many laughs and many jokes, and I hope you enjoy the laughs and jokes that I'm just going to share on the 433 podcast. The thing when you retire, the thing you miss the most are the pranks, are the funny bits, are the camaraderie and the laughs that you have. And I'd say the one that jumps out more than anything, probably, we stayed up in a hotel in Sunderland, which is in the northeast of England, and this hotel was renowned to be a little bit haunted. It was like a medieval hotel where the hotel staff dressed in medieval type clothing. It was really quirky but really, really nice hotel. It was like an old castle, but everyone used to say it was like a haunted castle. And to get to your rooms, you had to walk across the courtyard. So we'd have the evening meal and you'd walk across the courtyard to your rooms. Me and my brother, who used to room together, were walking across the courtyard. It was like maybe 8:30 at night. It was freezing cold up in the northeast. It was pitch black. And we were jumped by two people in pillowcase or balaclavas on. And it was two teammates, but we didn't know at the time. And we screamed and ran. And we were being chased around this courtyard. And it was Ryan Giggs and Nicky Butt, you know. And we thought we were being haunted by the ghost of this Lumley Castle. And it was just two players that were just obviously hiding behind like a barrel or something. They just jumped out at us and literally we screamed and screamed. And I think they got it on camera somewhere. But that got destroyed, I hope. Nicky Butt was relentless. He was probably the funniest teammate I ever had. He would have, his standard prank would be that you would be sat having an evening meal or a coffee or a tea, and he would always put the teaspoon of the coffee or the tea in his cup for like 5 minutes. And when you turned your back, he would put it on the back of your arm or your leg and would literally like be pressing it into your skin, and you'd be like third degree burn against your skin. That was his party trick all the time. So that was good. I was quite boring. There was once when I first went to Everton, I set alarm early morning calls at like 3 a.m. for the whole team apart from me, and the next morning people were like going mad. I think that's the craziest, maddest thing I've ever done. That's how boring I am.
So that's how Phil Neville was chased by fake ghosts, burned by Nicky Butt with a teaspoon, and how he pranked his teammates at Everton. Follow this podcast in your podcast app to never miss an episode. My name is Han Verraute. Thank you for listening, and on to the next story in the home of football.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.